Kilo November 4, Oscar Bravo Charlie. Wondering if I could get a signal check.
Kilo November 4, Oscar Bravo Charlie. This is N0TR. My name's Tom and I'm in Greer, South Carolina. And you sound just fine.
Tom, I appreciate it. The name's John here. Working on testing out a cross-band repeat system. I got it set up here in the house, but I'm going out at the beginning of March to the Sandblast Rally out in Sherrill, South Carolina. And I'm going to hopefully set this up down there and help them run the race out there.
Good luck with that. It's sure working fine there. You're full quieting in the repeater. We're mobile. We're out. My wife and I are out here on Wade Hampton and Greer and heading back towards home. Just went down to Walmart pharmacy and picked up a prescription. And that's about all for today, except going out and changing the chickens' waters and gathering the eggs.
It's a relaxing morning. I got, sitting here on my couch drinking my coffee, and I got my mobile radio set up in the other room. It's running off a battery. I'm talking on the HT to it on an antenna that's just sitting down here in the house. And then that's fed through a duplexer up to another antenna in the attic. So I'm going into the repeater out of the antenna in the attic on VHF and talking to the mobile radio through UHF from this HT that I'm sitting here holding.
Honestly, that's the only way HTs really work good is something like you got. They're pretty iffy otherwise. They do work sometimes, but it seems as though if the person moves around any, he's got to stay on that one special spot.
I've noticed that here at the house. I live in kind of a ditch, if you will, so I can't really get out on anything other than at least medium power on an antenna in my attic or up higher. So eventually I'm going to get one up in one of these big trees I got. But for now, I'm running out of the attic and seem to get in pretty well to this and a few other repeaters around here.
Well, good luck with that. I know there was a guy up in Asheville, and he had a couple of, or maybe it was Charlotte, he had a couple of antennas up in the trees. Boy, they work like the dickens. I mean, they really come down here, and he was in a really bad spot. Antennas that are in the trees out back, and thankfully we got some big oak trees, and I really get a lot of enjoyment out of them. I do a lot of Morse code and some single sideband.
A big oak tree in my backyard and a big oak tree and a couple tulip poplars in the front yard, so I'm eventually going to string up an HF antenna between the two of them. So far I've only got a rope up in the big tree in the backyard that'll haul something up every now and then, but just on a temporary basis. I got to get a hole cut in my wall to get a real good setup for running antennas outside at some point here.
They're about 12 inches long, the connectors that go through the wall. And I've had one of them for many years. And then I use an antenna switch outside to switch between the antennas. It switches electrically. But, that sounds like a good plan. MFJ makes things that go through the windows and such, but I never was wild about doing that. But they look pretty nice.
But hey, I gotta finish drinking this coffee. It was good chatting with you, and I appreciate the signal report. Again, this is John. I'm over on the east side of Greenville, and I'll be clear on your final 7-3.
10-4-OBC. Nice to meet you today, and you have a great day. You're doing fine with your crossband repeat. 73s. Good morning, Rusty. W2TN0TR mobile.
Good morning, John, and welcome to the area. Good to have you on the air. And name here is Rusty Romeo. You went before the Tango Yankee, and I'm over here in Spartanburg area. And good morning to you, Tom. I'm finally getting wound up, getting things moving, as they say.
You tight?
Enough right now.
W-U-2-T, wound up too tight. Oh, shoot. Well, Bernice and I just ran down, picked up this high-quality toothpaste, you might say, from Walmart. It's 6% fluoride, and the dentist wants me to use it, and I have been. It's not bad. It tastes good, anyway. I always forget you're not to rinse your mouth after you brush your teeth. When you do it, just put it to the bed. Drink for 3 hours afterwards. You always forget when you're washing your toothbrush out and then you want to take a gulp of water and wash your mouth out. And you have to do it again.
About the day or you sit at home? Because you're fading in and out, my friend.
Nerves here. And I'll turn the power up here in just a second. I'm coming out of them.
That was better there. You were just in an area where you were breaking up a little bit, like you were behind some heavy trees or something, like it gets to be in the summertime. But anyway, you're loud now. Yeah, I haven't been out yet. I got to meet my contractor who's going to do some more work here at the house over at Lowe's this afternoon. So we're going to pick out some lumber that he used to do some shelving. He's going to work replace some shelving that's rotted out here and get a few things up and going for me and get my cabinets looking a little bit better. So anyway, and all, but I was up late last night. I sat up watching a show on TV until about 1:30 this morning, so it was about 2 o'clock when I got to bed.
Late for old men. We usually make it into bed by midnight. And Bernice goes in and messes with the computer in the back room, and I just sit there and watch a little TV. But, yeah, that's pretty late. If it goes past midnight, I'm not in too good a shape the next day. I turned the power up a little bit. It should be around 15 watts now, Rusty. But you were scratchy, too, so it was just one of those spots, I think. Send your OTR.
Yeah, you get into those spots, and ain't nothing you can do about it. I mean, it's just the where you are and everything else, the interference and all that stuff that comes off too, so. Oh, but been there, done that, don't want a t-shirt for it, so, you know. But I gotta go out in the yard, do a couple of things today. I'm expecting a delivery today, and by FedEx, so hopefully it'll be here in a little while. I got a notice just now, it says it's out for delivery, so. Anyway, I guess it'll show up here soon and all, but I got to meet the guy up at Lowe's at 2:30, and we're going to pick some wood out to do some of the work he's going to do here in the house and everything, and he's coming to put up a new range hood for me, and that way I get things done in a proper manner, you know?
Fly. I'm glad you're getting all that stuff done. We got to change the water out on the 5-gallon bucket each, but some. And I think Patrick's going to drop by on his way home and give him a dozen eggs. Other than that, we don't have many plans for the day. I want to get outside a little bit because, without a doubt, there's going to be a couple of inches of rain tomorrow and the next day.
They say it's supposed to start about 6 o'clock tonight, and I'll have a little bit of rain tonight. We'll see what happens. And but yeah, it's supposed to be wet this weekend, so we'll have to see, you know, what it's going to be like, and how bad it is going to be, and go from there, and see what's going on, and everything else like that. But I got to get out and check on some things in the yard and before I run my errand this afternoon and get a couple other things. And I got to figure out how to get my little HHR started. And the battery seems to have gone down because I haven't started it in about 3 weeks. And so I need to get out there with a charger or something to jump it off. But I got to get it pushed out from where it is so I can actually do that. unfortunately, the front of the car is away from where I can get my other car anywhere closer or set a jumper cable. So I'll just have to see what I can do here today.
I found out the hard way. You need to invest in one of those things from Sam's, and it's a lithium battery pack. And my neighbor even jumpered his great big diesel truck with it, 5.8 liter one time. And I carry one in the car and one in the truck. And if the battery goes dead, you can just put that in your hands and walk out there, hook it up to it, and it tells you to start the vehicle, and then you take it off real quick, and you're good to go. And I think it was around $79 or so. That battery stays charged up for, I bet it stays charged up for a year. I take it out every once in a while, about every 6 months, and charge it up on a USB port, but they really work. They're like 8,000 watt hours.
I used to have one of those rechargeable things like that, but it quit working, and it's just gone, and I don't have the charger for it anymore. I can't find my charger for it anymore. Or I've got too many chargers around. That's the problem. And all, but I need to look for me something new like that. I need to go do a little bit of looking around and see what I can find and get me something else to, you know, get something else to go in to keep it around for that very purpose and everything. But the thing about it is, in that HHR, the battery is under the back, almost under the back bumper, where it is under in the back of the car. The battery's not in the front of the car, it's in the back. So go figure.
I have a Dodge Stratus years ago, and that dang battery was in the left wheel well behind the tire. You had to turn the wheel all the way to the left to even get the door off of it to halfway get at the battery. But it did have a couple of jumper studs up in the engine compartment. I never seen anything like that in my life. What a dumb idea. Anyways, we're home, Rusty, so I'll let you go. W2T and 0GR 73s. Have a good day.
All right, we'll catch you later, and you and Bernice have a good one. You behave yourself, Tom. Otherwise, you'll have to use that frying pan on you again. Catch you later. N0TR, W2T, 73s.
Never happened. It'd be out of character if I was to behave. And all there is on HF this weekend, for the most part, that I saw was RTTY. There's a big contest. And the band scope saturated with it. There was a few CWs. See you later. W2T and 0TR. Clear.